www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. It could, to some degree, mean martyrdom, but he's talking about he that, unless a man deny himself, the carnal, fleshly, fearful flesh, except you deny that fellow that's always entertaining unbelief, except you deny that one, that part of you, that carnal, that fallen nature, and take up your cross. See, you got to nail that joker to the cross. Amen. I said you got to nail him to the cross. It didn't say compromise with him. It didn't say pet the snake. No, nail him to the cross. Amen. Crucify the joker. Amen. Amen. I said crucify him. Amen. Amen. And then take up your cross and follow. Amen. In doing that, we cross the Jordan. It was there that Elijah said, now, you've gone through all the phases. Now, ask what you will of me before I go, and it'll be granted you. And he asked a double portion. I want to show you a couple more examples of the necessity of following out of relationship. Get me Ruth chapter 1 and verse 16. Ruth, the book of Ruth. Now remember, Naomi and Ruth and Orpah. Orpah. Ruth and Orpah were granddaughters, were daughters-in-law, and their husbands had passed. And Naomi was headed back to her homeland, and she was trying to tell them to go back. There was nothing she had for them, and that they should just go back and see if they could rebuild their lives. So here's Ruth's. Now she's told Orpah, and Orpah was quick to, you know, give her a kiss and say, I'll check you later. I'll send you an email, you know. She's on her way. But Ruth said this. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after you. For where you go, I'm going. Where you lodge, I'm going to lodge there. Your people shall be my people and your God, my God. Amen. Next verse. Where you die, I'll die there too. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also if aught but death part thee and me. Verse 18. When she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her. Sounds a bit like Elijah and Elisha. You see, Elisha was in line for a double portion. Ruth was in line for her Boaz. Are you hearing me? Because she refused to go back. Out of her relationship with Naomi, she was introduced to her Boaz, her kinsman redeemer, her future, her millionaire. Come on, ladies. Listen, there's a Boaz out there. Give me John chapter 6 and verse 53, and then we're going to skip to verse 60 and then verse 66. John 6, 53. Jesus testing his disciples. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat of my flesh or eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Now, Jesus testing them. See, to the carnal mind, it's like, what? this man crazy. Now, he'd already sent them out. They wrought miracles. They came back. Now he's going to drop the bomb on them. I want to see who's for real here. Now, except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you have no part with me. It's like, can you see him? Give me verse 60. Many, therefore, of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. This man crazy. Who can hear this? No, but I ain't hearing that. They had just wrought miracles, though. God had sent them out. They came back. See, he was testing their mettle. See, what they didn't have was relationship. Help me, Holy Ghost. See, everything God wants to do is out of relationship. Not just doing, but being. Verse 63. Many therefore, it is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Verse 66. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. How many still want the double portion? After hearing that, they turned, walked away. I had a vision of that one morning once. And I saw how when they started to get up off the ground and put their little sack over their shoulder and gird themselves, and they were shaking their heads and turning and walking away, Jesus looked for a moment, but then he turned to those who were in relationship and said, will you also go? In other words, if you want to go, now's the time. Because from here on out, it gets for real. Amen. Peter said, Lord, where shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Amen. So see, it was relationship that stayed. It was relationship with Elisha and Elijah. It was relationship with Ruth and Naomi. So Elijah and Elisha cross the Jordan. They go through the death to self. And while they're talking, the angels appear as a chariot of fire. Amen. And horsemen of fire. But these are angels come to take Elijah. Transport Elijah. And Elijah has given his request. And Elijah says, if you see me. See, right where we are right now, it's hard for many to see God. What they see is plague. What they see is negativity. What they see is darkness. But Elijah said, you got to see me. If you see me, it'll be yours. It'll be another level. It'll be another dimension. It'll be another mantle that'll come on you. But if you don't see me, I'm taking it with me. Or let me take that back. He wouldn't take it with him. It would be here, but it would be for someone else. Now, the 50 prophets that were at Jericho, the number 50 represents Pentecost. I'm here to declare to you this morning, there's something beyond Pentecost. I said there's something awaiting the church that's beyond Pentecost. In other words, God's going to write some history with this last day's church. And I believe he saved the best wine, the divine wine, for the last day's church. Or there's the old wine and the new wine, but there's a divine wine now. But see, you got to cross over the Jordan. You got to be able to see him when he's caught up. Amen. You can tell somebody, you got to be able to see. It's quiet in here. Somebody tell somebody, you got to see this thing. Through the eyes of faith, you got to see. See, understand, chariots came like lightning. You imagine how bright it was. But not only was it bright and fiery, but Elijah was caught up in a whirlwind, a tornado. Now imagine a tornado in that desert area kicking up sand, a sandstorm. So there was much opposition, even to the one that was in relationship. First thing you do when sand start blowing, you cover your eyes. But Elijah had come too far. His relationship was stronger than the environment. Help me, Holy Ghost. It was stronger than the storm he was in. I say his relationship was stronger. He didn't care whether he got sand in his eyes or not. He opened his eyes and he saw while the whirlwind was blowing. And it took Elijah up, and because he saw, the mantle was released. Hey. I said, hey, when you see there's something released. You see, Elisha knew he tore his clothes. Remember Bartimaeus crying by the wayside. And as Jesus passed, people were telling Bartimaeus, be quiet, beggar. Trouble not the master. But Bartimaeus got louder. Come on, somebody. Tell somebody it's time for you to get louder. Amen. It's not time for you to succumb to darkness. It's time for you to outshout the darkness. Tell the darkness where to go. Tell the darkness you got to bow your knee. Amen. Run the devil off. Push the darkness back with your voice, with your sound, with your frequency from heaven. Amen. When Jesus cried on the cross, he said, it is finished. And the veil tore. So he sees Bartimaeus when the Lord stopped because he heard his voice and he saw the activity in heaven. When he heard his voice and saw that activity, he stopped and said, bring him to me. And immediately, the bright color coat that someone blind had to wear, Bartimaeus, when he knew he got the summons, he went to taking off his coat. See, Elisha, right there at Jericho, he went to tear his garments because he knew I'd seen him. I saw him. I saw him when he was leaving. He knew something was coming to him. I know it's coming. Let me get out of this. I'm about to get into a double portion. I'm about to step into a new era. I'm about to do this thing off the charts now. I'm going back a changed person. Help us, Holy Ghost. Come on, the double portion. I have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Hey! Hallelujah! Something's coming towards you, and it's coming fast. Lift up your eyes from where you are. Don't look down, look up. Your redemption is drawing near. That mantle fell. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I say that mantle fell. Verse 13, back in 2 Kings, chapter 2, verse 13. When he saw Elisha no more, Elisha saw it no more, he tore his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He said, this day is over with.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.